שלום לכם, תודה שאתם איתנו כאן בחיים חדשים.
Hello, thank you for being with us here on New Life, the educational series of discussions with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. Our discussion today wants to have a deeper observation of ourselves. We want to be like psychologists for ourselves, to look at our lives, to understand them better, in order to feel better. And not in order to philosophize here in the studio, but to know how to take our lives of the people that are close to us, those that are valuable to us, precious to us, to a better place. This is possible and we can learn it. And this is what we're trying to do. Join us, a lesson for life. Tal, why don't you open the direction we're going to have for today? We wanted to continue from our previous discussion. We came from a very interesting opening point. We understand that we're experiencing more pressure, we have more pressures, and we're seeing that we're more connected from different places and all different places. And though we're not aware of it, in us there are many pressures that are showing us that we're connected to everyone, and we're constantly exposed to this phenomena. But with that, we see that we're capable of receiving less advice and support, and we see that there are many possibilities, but there's not one specific answer that we're getting. And what's interesting is that we would like to a person to be independent and not further dependent on someone outside him in order to be able to manage in life. It sounds to me like something very desirable. And we talked about, we've come to a state that in order for a person to come to independence in this life, he needs to see this system and be connected and be adapted to it. And also those advisors, how much they will be able to learn these new vessels. We talked about the new stream, the new psychology. And a person is integral and takes into account this new reality that we're in. So, in our previous program, you gave a very interesting definition for the new psychology, that it has to do with the connection between the internality of a person and his externality, and the internality and externality of a person to the external world. And I felt that there is in this definition something very deep that is worthwhile for us to understand better. What is this connection between the internality of a person to his externality and the connection to the external world? Within me, a certain system there that there's a certain system inside me that is not revealed to me, that I don't know who I am. I don't know how I respond. I know the results. I don't know what my reasonings are, what my drives are, and who I am from within. I don't know. If I were to know better my base, my foundation, my attributes, but in a basic manner, in a fundamental way, so I would feel and see, just as we can study this on the animal. When I talk to people that care for dogs or for cats or for all kinds of things, I enjoy listening to them. They know in such a clear, precise manner to explain how every dog, in detail, he's simply open before them. Because it's an animal, it's a beast. And when he talks about this, about that dog, so I ask him, and I enjoy, and he tells me about this dog, that he will live for another 5 years. For the time being, I'm doing like this, it's worthwhile for him to eat this and not that. It's like the Lord who's talking about the animal that's living next to him, and he controls it and rules it and knows everything about it, and it's truly a pleasure. And this dog is sitting next to it, He has no special interest. If there was a person next to him, then there would be a completely different response. But this clarity that we can learn the psychology of the animal compared to the psychology of human beings is different in 1,000 light years. So a person doesn't know himself. And it's very difficult. It makes it very difficult for us in our lives. He also doesn't know his environment. Because I don't see my environment exactly. I see what I want to see, what I'm interested in, the way I feel like it, the way I interpret and decipher it. Meaning what I see always go through many different systems in which I warp things, organize them in the way that I feel like. Therefore, there are so many opinions, each with his opinions that are constantly changing also. Sometimes it's like how I feel like it. It's like how I'm programmed from the past and right, but let's say we agree that it's, let's say, me and not someone that programmed me and made me in such a way. And billions of people who are existing in such a way. And also the general life with the still vegetative and animate that's in him that also is standing behind all of this and also dependent on his its behavior. And all these systems are systems that we don't know, and we are now discovering them. Because so far, we just didn't pay attention to them. We simply, each goes and kind of is rewarded on his way, and somehow we got along. There were wars, there were all kinds of problems, but somehow we got along. But we could relate to something in a direct manner and to receive a response. Relate to something and get a response. What's happening now is the world is becoming round. We talked about this in our last program, that the world has become round, an integral, global, analogical system, doesn't matter how we call it, a system in which everything is connected to everything. It works out that now, if I relate to something and I don't see any response, all of a sudden, boom, it comes from someplace, undesirable response, and also a sudden. And I don't know why. I even related to this in a good way. Something bad comes from it, and from a direction that I don't know, and I don't know the connection between them. I mean, the fact that I do not connect between things. So I don't know where it comes from and why I influence different things, I don't know. The knowledge of this system is becoming more and more necessary, because without that, we can't even look at the right for our existence. And this is the main problem, the knowledge of the system in which we are connected. Me with myself, with my internal, and me with the closer circles to me, the further circles from me, until we will discover later that we're dependent on all sorts of, not on upon Earth and the Moon and the Sun, but all the systems, all the astronomical systems of our universe. We are truly dependent on each and everything. We talked about that there's integral psychology, of the next generation of psychology, and the principles of the psychology that we know is that there's an inner world, that there's the awareness, the consciousness and the subconsciousness that defines every moment in life. And in this process that exists, the idea is to bring to the consciousness those areas that so far a person was not aware of and they were concealed from him. And then the goal was really for a person to become aware and be able to manage himself in a more aware way. And here, I understand that in the integral treatment, there's also awareness of the inner world, but also a much more broad awareness, not just to the, his knowledge and his recognition of the whole big system. So what brings a person to this integral treatment? It's like being reborn. It's truly like that. because there are animals that feel where they are. There are those that live only in the area that they are in, and they can only move the straight and a little bit to the sides, but they don't know that anything even exists as far as altitude or height, and they don't know. This is known. There are animals, including us there, that know they're three-dimensional in nature, but we don't know if there's more. Maybe we are like those that only differentiate between the area as far as right and left, and don't differentiate between height, and we're like that. There are those that don't feel time, and human beings especially feel time. And the more one is developed, he feels the axis of time. There's another dimension, a fourth dimension, as the fourth axis is operating upon us. But also we see that people don't feel in life. They live as they live. There are those that every minute for them is like, that's life. That's how I am. And therefore, we only need from this to see that the information or knowledge or feeling which is additional changes completely one's reality, his perception of the world and of himself in the world. We also, in accordance, can feel ourselves and to see ourselves completely different. If I know that with my influence I enter into you and him, then my body already is not a body that just has hands and feet and that's it, but rather there is here additional instruments, means of mine, in which I'm connected to you, like these hands, which I can influence you in each and everything. Not with my hands? Well, with your hands, but it's seemingly like your hands. So wait a minute, make this more clear. In my thoughts, in my desire, I influence you on your system. Give me an example. Well, even in our world, we influence each other. How? I told you about some piece of knowledge. I influenced you completely. It's amazing how sometimes my wife tells me something and before I go to sleep and I don't know. I understood. The example is clear. You told me something. You gave me information that I didn't have. You changed me. Yes. We, in such a way, influence everyone. That's clear. Even through thought, through all kinds of means, it's not important. By influencing each other, we are basically weaving the world in a way that we are weaving this material of the world, that matter of the world. It's actually information. It's all by influencing each other. We see these things together, and that's how we exist, like in a spider web. So what are we becoming? Meaning I have endless hands, and I'm putting them each in everyone. We are totally connected to everyone. And this and it's connected in such a way that you cannot stop and you exist in it. The problem is that it's constantly growing and speaking and expanding in all kinds of directions, and we are becoming more and more dependent, codependent, and more influenced by it, stressed from it, and how to respond. And it's unknown, because no study here will help, because we're not such that can discover. And we've talked about this already in our last program, that in order to start to discover the connection between us, and that all of nature is like that, that all of its parts are connected to each and every one, endlessly, and we're already discovering it in science that it's like that. For that, in order to discover it, we need ourselves to be in that sense, in order to us to understand and feel it. How will we do this? There's a very simple method for that. To bring a person to the care or toward the treatment or education, depends who I'm talking to. The person or the patient or the customer. Yeah, or to the advisor, or to the teacher, or to the instructor. And this is mainly a group, and do all kinds of actions with them. And through these actions, we precisely will bring a person a feeling of what it is called to be connected to others. A feeling, a desire, does he have for it or not, which awakens him towards connection with others. So he will feel in the connection with others how much his reason, his mind is expanding, how much richer he becomes, and looks in completely different eyes, in eyes that are like those 10 people that he's with them together. Meaning he has like 10 pairs of eyes at once, in a connection between everyone. Then he already sees the world as in a stereo manner, in a multifaceted way, in all kinds of angles, all kinds of desires and thoughts. Meaning he all of a sudden started to clothe himself on his linearism, his egotistical manner. He basically, by clothing himself by others, it's like he's acquired from everyone by his investment, by connecting with them. He bought from them like a certain mask that psychologists usually clothe on a person in order to study the responses of the brain. He bought for himself a certain mask, which he can now also hear and also see, and in the end also feel those 10 like one. He lives within them, inside their internality. And thus, everyone inside of everyone, each seemingly exits himself and lives in others, and them in him. And by doing so, they acquire the integral sense, the common one between them. And then each and every one becomes the owner of a sixth sense other than sight, hearing, taste, smell, and tactile. Other than that, he has a very special sense, which helps us to see reality as it is. You know, like in the science fiction movies, yeah, like Star Wars and all that, that all of a sudden, boom, and before the spaceship, we see something that all of a sudden we can see it. And before that, it wasn't there. Meaning in a certain frequency, a certain sense, we start to see it. And also before that it was there, but now in our sense it was clarified. There's that story about the Indians that couldn't see the Columbus's ships as they were coming close, and then one sensitive person started to effort, and in the end he actually saw it. Yes, meaning there are things that are not known to us, and so we don't grasp them, but if we develop a sensitivity, you can develop an ability of perception. Yes, so this will help us to see the integral world. We must put each and every person through these several different exercises in order for him to see the real world. Without that, he won't know how to get along in the world. And even more, without this, all of humanity will not get along and will truly get lost, because we are in a world that we're not adapted to. I didn't understand something here. Let's say I'm going such an exercise with you together, and all of a sudden I start to feel, like you said, I'm already not seeing the world through how I, Oren, see, understand, and operate them and process them. All of a sudden I see them through your eyes, through Tal's eyes, through others, and more. And I've expanded my abilities and my perception from my personal angle of observation, and now I have 10 additional angles. You're saying that it will help me get along in the world. I didn't understand what the connection is. No, in my eyes, I've become burdened by 10 additional pictures. I had my picture, which I had a mess and stress, and like you described in the beginning of your words. Now, I wanted to improve my state by a certain group exercise. I've acquired 10 observational angles together because you connected them together. They're all in you. You're not now, you don't know how to relate to everyone now. But by doing so, you've connected it within you. And by doing so, you have built an integral sense, a sense with which you can see the world. Like in a spaceship, all of a sudden, boom, and it is established before you. And previously, you didn't see it. You were lacking that sense. What do I have now that I don't see with my eyes? What don't I see with my eyes? A net that connects between everyone. You will start to see this net. And this is the main thing. The main thing is that you're seeing a new world. What does it give me to see this net? To know what's happening in everyone and how to connect to everyone and how everyone is connected to you. And this knowledge, this recognition, brings you to a state in which you have to get along with everyone. Because if everyone is connected to everyone, what will I do? Meaning this knowledge is as a remedy, a medicine which adapts you to the new world. You don't need psychologists. You don't need anything. Why? Because you start to learn from reality. It's called the soul of man will teach us. As you see that it's like this, so how can I relate to them in a not good way? How can I? It's part of me. I'm connected to them like the cells in my body are connected to each other. So here it's also the same thing. I start to see everyone as one body. You talk a lot about how I see them and how I relate to them because I don't have another word for it. We are still, our vocabulary is still egotistical. My problem is not the words. My problem is that the direction that fascinates me is different from what you're describing. You described how by adding 10 eyes and minds and probably additional hearts, I told you what it gives me in life. You said that after you connected 10 different additional angles of observation, you got a whole picture and you saw the net of connection of how everything connects you like one spider web. Let's say I understood that. I'm imagining something like that. Now I asked you, okay, practically, what does this give me in life? You said you will know how to get along with everyone. And this is very connected because right now I'm not getting along. And you said that later I will know that how I, when I see that everything's connected and everyone's connected, I will know how I need to relate to everyone, it will happen naturally. Now, if my problems today stem from the fact that everyone relates to me badly, what will it give me if I will know how to relate to them? Seemingly, what I would need in my life is for the others will relate to me better, not that I will relate to them better. That I can maybe try. That's what's not bothering me. What's bothering me is that now you're relating to me in a certain way that I don't like, and Tal, and someone else, and my wife, and at work, and so on. But in every treatment, a person gets the instruments how to respond to reality, how to manage himself better to reality, even though the environment is not good. In every environment, a person needs to get instruments of how to change himself. But here it's truly a treatment that there is no such thing. the moment you start to see the world as integral, integral not only in that everyone is connected to everyone, integral is also in that in my influence to the world, I change the whole world and I change the responses of the world upon me. All of a sudden, I start to discover that actually, also by seeing how they respond, I'm already solving the problem from their response, because I understand, I feel, I know. I also understand, know, and feel why they are relating to me in such a way, where I need to correct myself in order to see the world as good and benevolent to everyone. And in this, actually, I am not dependent on anyone. I all of a sudden start to discover that my good attitude to the world starts to describe the world to me in a way and my attitude towards it. This is called everyone who negates does so in their own flaw, and whoever justifies does it in the form, in the measure of his own justification, and whoever benefits the world feels like the world is beneficial. Everything then depends on me only. And then I see to the degree in which I correct myself integrally, wow, look where I've come to. The whole world is round. Everyone in accordance is good. There are no haters. There are no bad people. There are no thieves. There are no murderers. The whole world is good. Where is this world? There's no bad neighbors. Let's say, even what you described, give me my world with bad neighbors, I'll already sign on a ticket for that. Where is it? It's here. Replace your sense to the perception of reality, and you will see a good and nice reality. That probably Tal understood. She's a psychologist already. It's a physical quantum. If you can see the world today, let's say in a simple egotistical way, as nothing has changed, a person comes out of the therapy, he feels himself better, he starts to be more patient, he can stand people better than before. That is nothing compared to it. But nevertheless, it tells us that the world is how you relate to it. You see that others that are looking at this same phenomenon like you, they're saying, what's your problem? Everything's fine. It's a good person. What? Look. And how there's some kind of argument between you and another 20 people, and each of them is saying whatever he feels like. So what does the really have? A certain defined form? No, it's how we define it only. In a completely subjective way. How do we say subjective in Hebrew? Relative. Relatively personally. This is a personal attitude. Like we talked about, my interpretation of reality creates this. But the main thing is the interpretation. What else is there? The main thing is the interpretation. Because from that, I start to respond and feel and so on. Of course, he relates to his neighbor who left some broom in his in the hall in the apartment building. They say, oh, that's wonderful, he can clean. And he's saying, this guy, he's leaving things. Why does he put it in his own home? And so on. We know it's very clear. I don't know. I don't stumble upon such things. But this change is a change that a person goes with him, through with himself? Or does he truly start to see? There's no such thing he starts to see or not. The changes that he goes through, those changes he sees in the world. The world is a reflection of our inner picture, of our inner attributes and qualities. We organize our vessels like a certain like photocell or something, and upon it, upon this screen, we absorb the picture of the world. We build the world. Therefore, it's called concealed. It doesn't have a form. Its form is dependent on my senses and the way my commentary or my interpretation of what's going on. And on the contrary, the machine, the instrument that deciphers reality is also influences the senses. And therefore, whoever negates does so with his flaw. So if I see bad things, it's because these bad things are in me. And it's not just some teaching of values and so on. No, it's really like that. That is reality. It's similar to a certain instrument that I see some flawed form in it. So I say, oh, the TV channel, let's say it's a TV channel. The TV channel's not good. It's sending something not good. Or that I need to fix my receiver. So first of all, we fix the receiver. And then we see that everything in nature, everything is whole. How is this different from the approach of think good and it will be good? If we think good and positive, then really, if I smile, the world will smile to me. There are such approaches. When a person doesn't correct himself, but only it says if he's doing that, maybe he's changing his thought a little bit. If he were to develop egotistically, linearly, and it would help him for some time. But the problem is that we are living already in a world that we can't adapt ourselves to reality in such a psychological way that we're lying to ourselves. We have to see reality because the reality is real. It's like that. It's other than it was before. And therefore, we're not capable to just kind of mitigate our perception of reality. We need to replace our perception of reality to real, to what the world is being revealed to us as being round, and we're not round. We need to also expand our perception to round, to global, integral, general, analogical. And then, in such a way as I perceive it, it works out that for sure I come to the good world. In this new perception, there is nothing bad. Rather, I justify the world, I justify nature completely, I see that everything is connected in a wonderful manner, and if there are flaws, they're only pointing to those flaws that I need to correct in my perception alone. And here, specifically, like I wanted to run and to correct the world, now I know that actually I need to constantly only correct my perception in the whole world. So it's really interesting to understand the technique of how to do this. And we said that this technique is group technique. And there are already group therapies. I've experienced it. I've been through such courses. And I really am interested in understanding what needs to be done different in an integral approach in order to come to some results. Of course, in the group therapy that we have today, we don't come into such perceptive change. So one of the things that I'm saying is that the benefits to group therapy is that you're getting feedback from our behavior all the time. The group becomes a mirror to my behavior. So now, as we talked about the fact that if we want to really perceive the reality in a positive way, we need to be reflected in some way the change that I have to go through, and then I will be able to change. And in accordance, reality will change. So was the group really meant to give me a certain mirror? Oh, this is a very broad and deep topic. The group is, first of all, it needs to be in people, with people like me. Not people that already feel the integral feeling world. It's like us. It's more correct for therapy or for education. And then it works out that I, together with them, need to come to the building of this integral sense. They're also despaired, and I'm also despaired, and from this life. And then, by special activities, by special explanations that accompany the activities, mutual talking, by workshops that we do in the circles, by wanting to come to equality, because only in equality we can connect, not one from above and one from below, and that we need to talk about the greatness of our goal and the to discover the true reality, which is that the whole nature is integral, not how we saw it as small animals that are limited, and so on and so forth. Meaning, in short, it's a method, and there are many different activities that are all called the new education. This is something that really is interesting to hear a little bit more about, and maybe we'll go one step at a time here to understand the method. But first I will tell you a little bit about what's known today as group therapy. There are psychotherapeutical groups. It's usually a small group of 8-10 people. They sit together, they meet once a week, and it's really meant in order to help in dealing with difficulties in life. And it's like Alcoholics Anonymous, and there's also such groups, and the 12 steps, and so on, where I'm not developing my integral sense, but rather I am included in the problems of the others. I see that it's not just with me, and I learn from them, and they learn from me, and this is how we actually get used to get to know that the trouble of many is half a comfort, and then it becomes a little easier. Yes, and my problems are not just mine, and the other people have my problems too, and it makes it easier for them, it gives them support. There are those sorts of groups. There are also therapeutic studies that are where the group is, the therapy is done through the group, where this group becomes a certain laboratory to see all kinds of patterns of connections, of feelings, of emotions that were not conscious to us, but the group helps a person be more conscious of his broaden his ability to perceive the environment. I think it's a little less of that, but more an emphasis on, about a person and how by this reflection that he receives from the environment, he learns himself better and how to relate to it. I did a certain course on my studies, and I remember that we were sitting in a circle and it was quiet. No one says anything. There was a social worker that was the moderator. She doesn't say anything. We're just sitting. It was a course in group dynamics. And after about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, people are just not comfortable. They don't understand what's going on. Someone starts talking. They're trying to create something. And actually, this is how these meetings are carried out. There's almost no engagement or involvement, and we really discover what happens when we're together, the dynamics that happen when we're around people. And I don't know, it was a very weird experience because it wasn't directed so much, but there is a certain order, there is a certain instruction, but there wasn't a lot of an understanding of what we're actually going through. And they really understand that in the integral approach, they sit together, but there's some instruments, some kind of understanding to go through these processes. So really, in what does the integral group, when they sit together, all these people, what is supposed to occur there, other than the fact that they're sitting together and something's supposed to happen? What is supposed to happen in the integral group? Oh, this is, we need to already enter into the process itself. But in short, we can say, in an integral group, there needs to be a goal, first of all. What does the group exist for? For what? The group exists in order to come to a feeling between everyone, a feeling of one. We are all together, not we. From me to we. We is the commando, it's gangs, it's cowboys, it doesn't matter what. Wherever there's a football group, a team, anything like that, that they do a certain connection between them. It's a national pride. It's all we like that. Here it's not we. Here, each wants to feel the others and himself as one. For this, I need to exit myself and to be included in everyone, so that everyone for me is simply one, and everyone is one. And we come to a state in which I lose my feelings and my mind, my individual ones that I had, and I start to feel and think in my heart and in the heart and mind of everyone together. One heart and one mind. Meaning in doing so, we build the image of one man, and in it we all live. That's the goal.
Okay.
Well, for the time being, that's how it is. Okay, so really in the group that I have experienced, and I did other courses also, so from the quiet and the discomfort, people start to talk, and gradually a certain dynamics was built in each. It turns out behaves different. There's those that are quiet, there's those that are talk, there are those that expose their whole emotional world and consult. Today, in the integral system, is there a place for this exchange of emotions, of things, where it starts to develop a certain love towards certain people and hatred towards others? Does such a dynamic occur? It's not really important to us so much what we're talking about, because in your group, it's important for people to understand each other, for them to be closer in their opinions, so they'll be a little bit more mixed up between themselves. In my group, it's not important. It's not interesting, because each is a small, egotistical beast. And he needs to rise above his egotistical level and to be included in everyone. And then he receives a new heart and mind. And all his perception and all his habits and all his big treasury of memory that he has from his life and his experience in life, here it doesn't work. He becomes as a newborn. And therefore, we don't need to hear from each other what he's thinking and what he's feeling and nothing. We need to work in a new interconnection. We need to work on the greatness of the goal that we've built together, how much we need to rise above this, how much we need to give importance to each other, how much each is greater than the others, truly each and every one, and that it's worthwhile for us to be included with each other, and that from our inclusion we can attain the internality of reality, how it's built in the net of connection between everyone, the qualities, the general mind that exists in all of reality, this mind which is in the universe and manages us even before Earth exists and even billions of years that it exists, and we've developed according to this program and we have come to what we've come to. It's all done by a program, by a special big mind which exists in reality, and it is in all of this reality in a net. In this net where everyone is connected to everyone, all the stars and planets and upon Earth, still vegetative and animate, everything is connected together. And we start to get to know this net, that it exists and it's managing everything. And we don't just know, but we identify with this net. And we start to feel that we are not a redundant force, that specifically us, the most exalted animals, we become between us, that are suited and belonging from this connection between us to that system. And then we come to a state in which we don't just understand what this is all for and what the universe is for and this secret of life and this whole process, life and death and incarnations and so on, but rather we start to cancel all the previous accesses, not distance, not time, not place. We live in this net, inside the system. This is what a person acquires. And therefore, all of his opinions and those that he had so far, which are starting to be included in a group, we don't talk about that at all. That's just like that. It's redundant. We've been there already, and now we're standing before a new birth. I remember that I had certain sensations. We're sitting in a circle, and what I really felt like there's a very big potential in this circle, but as we don't know how to realize it, we're sitting. Sometimes it's very boring, nothing happens, but we don't realize the potential that of the connection between us, not in truly studying about ourselves or about the group, something beyond. So it sounds so wonderful what you just said right now about what we can create when we will at last sit together and know how to connect. But how do we do this? What is the component or the conditions upon which we will be able to do this, something in this mutual plane? It's an order, a specific order of actions in which we nullify our personal egotistical things, and inclusion with others as much as I enter in the heart of a friend, in the thoughts of a friend, the desires of a friend. And it's not important who he is or what he is. It could be a small egotistical person who hasn't started, but I'm doing the exercise on myself. I am the one who's doing the drills here, and therefore it's important for me. And that's why each and every one of us makes those efforts. We talk, no one nullifies the other. Everyone wants to be included in the desires of the other. And the truth is, it's not important for us to know if you're talking correctly or not. As long as I can be included in you and you are included in me in such a way, and in such a way we create between us a certain center of our circle. And this circle actually is the place where we all rise above ourselves and start to be included together. The main thing is to feel this inclusion. That's a wonderful feeling which comes and goes, comes and goes. It's a certain, in such a kind of approaches, momentary approaches, it comes to us. But slowly, slowly, we are capable of, in such a way, start to behave. Meaning, you said that everyone is equal, there are no more important or less, but we know that not everyone is equal. There's someone who's lazy, someone that's very meticulous, there's someone who's there's truly like roles that come up, there's like leaders, that each has a certain roles, meaning there are differences, and these differences are revealed in a group. When each nullifies himself and rises above himself, then this difference starts to become positive and not negative. Because in as much as he was demanding and cruel and standing stubborn and so on, he becomes in that, he turns all these qualities to himself in order to enter to others. And then it works to the benefit of everyone. I didn't understand that example. Let's say stubbornness, we'll say. You're stubborn, right? You gave an example of stubbornness? Yes? So, let's say I'll be the stubborn one. I came to the group with you. Everyone knows you. So I came to this group that's going through this integral process. Our goal is to be one. Yes. Now, why is our goal to be one? Because you said that if I will be able to develop a sense that everything is one, it'll give me the ability to relate and to see a new world. Everything is connected, everything is flowing, and everything is good in it. Yes. I really want this good world. So we came to this place. We want to be as one. I naturally am very stubborn. From here on, let's progress. He said, it's not too bad. It could even be to the better benefit in a good way. Of course, good. There is no quality in us that is bad if you use it in the integral manner. Okay, so what's this? Very simply, you want to come to the good world? You understand that you can come to the good world only if you'll be connected to the whole system of nature? I a little lost you there, the truth. The whole system of nature. Well, okay, so you will identify with what's happening, and as much as you're capable of imagining to yourself, your circle, wherever you exist. Again? you are in a certain bubble. Work, family, you, the children, everything like that, all kinds of things, including your psychologist and everything. Yes. That's the sphere in which you exist. Each and everyone has a certain sphere like that. The distance between you and all kinds of people, all kinds of systems that you're connected to. Now, in order to behave correctly with them and receive from them a maximal benefit, you need to be integral to know how they exist truly, these systems. All these systems. So that you will know, just like you turn today to the government or to Social Security or something like that, so you'll know what's going on in there. Then you will be able to use them correctly. They will accept you correctly, and also you will get from them the maximal benefit. Same thing here. So you, with your stubbornness now, you're coming to such a group, and if you are stubborn, there is a simple question here before you. How do I connect to everyone with all of my attributes in the most beneficial and mutual best possible way? So your stubbornness, instead of it being negative stubbornness, now it will be positive stubbornness. What is negative and what is positive? Negative, that you wanted like a tick to jump on, to pounce on everyone and to suck their blood. Now it's the opposite. Now you're already not a tick, it's not the same thing. You are now like a Polish mother, let's say. You know this definition? This concept? You want to love everyone and to push everyone and connection for everyone. It'll be good for everyone, and you're caring for everyone and organizing everyone until everyone will be as one body. So now we'll take Tal. She's not stubborn. She's very soft, let's say. I wouldn't say that, but let's just say for the example. She's shy. She's gentle. She's all kinds of things. Too much, too much. All the things that you don't have. So she comes with her attributes, with her properties. She's too intelligent. And, yes? So she also comes to the group. So she brings to the group her softness, her nice attitude, and you, when you need to be included with her, you take from her those qualities. What does it mean to include with her? To include because you need to be as one. What does it mean to include with her? To understand her and feel her and to be with her together in her desire. But how will I understand her? She is so gentle, you said, and I am like not so much. But you're pressing upon yourself and not on her. I didn't understand. With all your qualities, you turn them upon yourself in order to connect to her, to adapt yourself to her. Then you start relating to her in a different way. His stubbornness or his coarseness becomes purity. His roughness becomes gentility. How? I'm not gentle. She's gentle. You see, you can't even breathe next to her. It's like a Chinese doll. And what about me? And let's say ourselves, we found ourselves in that same group dynamics. And we're very different. So how can we? But there's one common goal. She also wants to bring benefit to her world, and she also understood your introduction that we need to be one, connected, and then we will have a good world. And she also wants that. Yes, because by doing so, you acquire an integral sense. So as much as things are different in the circle, later things change. We need to go through all kinds of forms of circles. By doing so, we broaden our sense. It's like other than my eyes, I add glasses, I put on a binoculars and a telescope and so on. This is how it is, specifically through this mutual work with such different people. So different. So the question was, how can different people be equal? I don't understand. I'm stubborn and she's gentle. Because there's one place where we need to be together, where my stubbornness will move against me in return, so that I will specifically be able to connect with her and be gentle with her like she is, and she, with her gentility, will come to me, will enter into me, And with her gentility, she will start to absorb from me my stubbornness and my coarseness and my cruelty. And thus it is called that we are correcting each other. It's called go and earn from each other, in which we acquire from each and every one all the qualities of each and every one. Each becomes one bountiful person. I still don't understand so much how we do this. Let's say Oren and I, we're working together for a certain period, and I feel like I'm learning from him and I'm influenced by him. Oh, you shouldn't. No, there's many good things in him. But from that to truly receive his qualities, no, because this really needs to be a society that supports and presses, and you'll also discover that you're not so gentle and you're stubborn, no less than Oren, and that you have cruelty, that everything it's revealed, and you it's concealed. That's how it usually is. So it will be revealed, and it will be revealed for the good. In short, you will have to learn what there is in the heart of your friend, what's in his heart, and to be included with all those things, and each who goes to fill the other, kind of to benefit the other, becomes included in the other. Therefore, love thy friends as thyself is basically the slogan for this work. Because this is something else already. I understand that a group that works in an organization, and in the beginning there's all kinds of different people and there's conflicts, and at some point we understand that we have to work together, and somehow we find the way. So each simply calms himself a little bit, lowers himself, cuts from himself a little bit. It kind of adapts himself to others. It's not here. Here, on the contrary, we want to be included, everyone from everyone, and our ego will more and more grow. We start to feel disturbances, and upon the disturbances, even more and more we include. Until that little I, that was that little kind of drop, the sum of all of our inclinations towards connecting becomes bigger in the middle between us, bigger and bigger and bigger. Did you understand what we need to do, Owen? I understood most of the things. I still have something that is stuck in the beginning. It's about to finish. I would be happy if you'd explain this. You said, if I understood correctly, the whole discussion today, that if I want to discover this net of connections, like a spider web, and I connect everything, I will know how to get along in life completely. Why will I see the net of connection like a spider? If I'll see this net, will I be able to make everything better? Because it will teach you how you need to be. Why? What's the connection? Because you're seeing the system, how it's behaving. You won't be able to behave differently. You will also see how it's managing you, and how you would want to make it maybe in the other way around, or in a certain deviation. And you constantly start to see this as a certain instrument that directs you towards the right action, the optimal action with the whole system. You see that there's no more than being in balance with that system. What more is there? If I will see this spider web, so let's say if someone in an hour is supposed to come and harm me, so what, I will see it in the net before he comes to harm me? I don't understand what exactly it gives me. What is the information which is added? If you're included in that net, no one can harm you. Why? Because you're included with nature. In that net that is carrying each and everyone. And if you're in balance, it can't be that some bad command will come to someone, because we're all operated by this net, that it would harm you. What is it to be in balance with this net? That you're constantly protecting yourself and preserving yourself and being connected with everyone in the form of we. Give me a small test that I can test myself if I'm in the right direction or not. It's difficult. Can you, from now on, Always think how the three of us would decide about each and everything, about every thought, about every observation of the world, about each and everything, but only together. Connect between us, the three of us. So the opinions, the feelings, the thoughts, everything comes from the sum of us, of our desires and thoughts. Get deeper in this and you'll see that there are many things in this that from here on we will be able to scrutinize. Okay, our time is over. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you, too. You were with us. Till the next time, all the best and a new life.